Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. In Jerusalem, expect a mild and sunny day. Tel Aviv will enjoy warm temperatures and clear skies. Haifa is also looking at a bright and sunny day. Meanwhile, Eilut remains hot and dry, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel bombed a base in Syria to thwart Turkish plans, according to Mariv Justin. Anger is rising in Turkey and the U.S. over the incident. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports earlier this hour that the U.S. is considering reducing its military presence in the Middle East. This comes after months of Iranian attacks. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that tankers are bypassing Iran's control in the Strait of Hormuz. Over 80% of vessels have used the Omani route under U.S. Navy protection. Separately, The Times of Israel confirms that Israel struck a Syrian airbase earlier today. This was due to Turkey's alleged plans to deploy forces posing a threat to Israeli security. And finally, I-24 News reports that the UAE has suspended all trade with Iran after yesterday's missile attack. Here's what people are saying online. Bassem Eid, a prominent commentator, posted 5 hours ago that the UAE's decision to suspend trade with Iran is a significant move. He suggests other Muslim countries might follow suit for regional peace. Leslie Kajomovitz, an analyst, also commented earlier today, highlighting the strategic implications of the UAE's actions for regional dynamics. Shanaka Anslam Pereira, a regional security expert, posted 6 hours ago that two Iranian missiles fell into the sea, prompting the UAE's trade suspension. He notes that Iran denies firing them. Let's go deeper. Starting with the strike in Syria. Mariv reports that Israel's attack was a preemptive measure against Turkish troop deployment. The U.S. and Turkey have expressed anger, fearing further regional destabilization. For Israelis, this raises security concerns as regional tensions heighten. Turning to the U.S. military presence in the Middle East, the Jerusalem Post notes discussions to relocate Gulf troops are underway. This reflects shifting U.S. priorities after persistent Iranian provocations. The potential realignment could affect regional security alliances and Israel's strategic calculations. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom details how tankers are avoiding Iranian control in the Strait of Hormuz. This development weakens Tehran's influence over the crucial maritime route. For global oil markets, it means fewer disruptions and a more stable supply chain. In related news, The Times of Israel confirms that Israel's airstrike on Syria was in response to Turkey's military plans. This action underscores Israel's commitment to counter perceived threats from neighboring countries. The situation could escalate tensions between Israel, Syria, and Turkey, affecting regional peace efforts. And regarding the UAE's trade suspension, I-24 News highlights the significant economic impact on Iran. The decision follows a missile incident that the UAE attributes to Iran, straining diplomatic relations. For the UAE, this move signals a firm stance against regional aggression. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that big shopping centers in Israel saw a 47% profit surge. They achieved full occupancy, highlighting strong consumer confidence. Separately, Walla Business covers comments from Netflix founder Reed Hastings, who predicts AI could allow CEOs to halve their workforce. This perspective underscores the increasing influence of AI in business decisions. And finally, Tech reports Israel's GDP is booming, growing at an annualized rate of 15.4%. However, this masks underlying issues in the domestic economy, pointing to disparities that need addressing. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.